You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Diane Swanbrow, reporting from the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. Today I'm talking to research scientist Kira Burdett, who has conducted a study on conflict strategies among married couples. Kira, what are the main findings of your study?
We found that in the first year of marriage, the conflict strategies that couples use in response to a recent conflict actually predict how long they stay married up to 16 years later. We found that particular behaviors were associated with the longevity of marriage. For example, destructive behaviors like yelling and insults, of course, predicted divorce, but also the combinations of specific behaviors predicted how long people stayed married. For example, couples who used constructive behaviors together were married longer.
One of the most toxic combinations was when one partner used constructive strategies while the other withdrew.
For example, if the wife wanted to discuss a problem and find solutions, and if the husband left the room, they were more likely to divorce. We also found that conflict strategies changed over time. Wives used less destructive and less withdrawal over time, whereas husbands remained the same over the course of marriage. In addition, we found gender and race differences in conflict strategies. Husbands tended to use more constructive strategies, whereas wives were more likely to use destructive strategies. Black American couples were more likely to use withdrawal than white American couples. But these race differences also changed over time, with Black American couples using less withdrawal over time and white American couples using more. Overall, it looks like spouses become less negative in their strategy use over time, but that the changes occur among wives. And these changes they seem small, but it's important to note that these conflict strategies do predict divorce, so that it might be that couples are becoming better able to deal with conflict over time, which improves the longevity of their marriage.
Kira, talk a little bit about the study that these findings are based on.
The Early Years of Marriage Project is a longitudinal study of marriage. Couples were selected from the Detroit area in 1986, and they've been followed over 16 years, and they were in their 20s in the first year of marriage. The Early Years of Marriage study is particularly unusual because a large proportion of them are African American or Black American, and most of the research on marriage, especially the longitudinal research, has been focused on white American couples.
Based on the findings of your study, what would you advise couples to do when they can feel a conflict coming on?
It appears that the best way is to use constructive strategies, and that's using discussion or finding solutions to the problem. But it's also important that both of the members of the couple are using that strategy. It's not effective to use a constructive strategy if your spouse is leaving the room. So it would be important that you both sit down together to talk about problems.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.